Hi guys, welcome back to Tea with Maya, where we brew the finest tea of optimum temperature, never too hot to burn you and never too cold to bore you. I remain your humble host, Jeremiah, and right here we have a couple of people here to talk about this good episode, and we'll be getting to meet them shortly. Can we meet you guys?
Hi, my name is Rahila. I'm a student.
Hi guys, my name is Zemeka.
Okay. So we'll be getting right into it shortly. Kindly stay with us. We will be talking about dating apps and our experiences on dating apps. It's going to be fun, I promise you. So we'll be starting with the question, what is a dating app or what are dating apps? Okay, can we know what you guys see dating apps as? Does anyone have anything to say?
Okay, I see dating app as a means to get to know people and see where it can go from meeting the person.
Okay.
If it could lead to dating or maybe something else.
Alright. So like you said, this is dating apps as a means to like get to know people and meet people. But I feel dating apps are like there for probably two people to meet and get to know each other. Get to know what they like about each other, get to know what they find most attractive about each other, and probably be friends or carry something on from there. That's what I feel dating apps are. So we'll be moving on to the next question. Why do we venture into dating apps? Why do you venture into dating apps? What are your reasons for venturing into dating apps? Does anyone have anything to say?
there are thousands of reasons why I want to venture into this now.
Okay.
But then I see it as a platform for people, a whole lot of people that cannot probably meet someone one on one to be able to communicate with somebody through an app and then talk and all of that. You know
and what, is that why you venture into it?
I guess so.
You guess? Or you know?
Yes. I'm basically to meet people around. You know, probably when you move into a new place.
Okay.
And then search for people nearby.
And Rayla, do you have anything to say on that?
Yeah, for me, I went there for fun.
Okay, that's okay. You went, meaning you are not more on dating apps.
Yes,
for now.
I'm not more there.
All right. So I venture into dating apps for fun and to get to know people, to get to meet like minds, to get to meet people generally. I mean, get to know the people behind the camera or something like that. That's why I venture into dating apps. Sometimes it could lead to dating. I mean, I've dated one or two persons on the dating apps before, but like I never really met them in person, but it's just like on the app there. So there's that. And okay, we'll be moving to the next question. Questions to ask before meeting that person you're talking to. What are the questions to ask? You guys try and make this lively. So what are the questions you ask before meeting?
Well, yeah, there are normal questions you ask when you are probably on a date with someone, maybe at the bar or something. What do you like? What don't you like?
Okay.
Fluorized sports. What does the other gender do that throws you off? What does the other gender do that you like? What do you hate? It doesn't have to be sexual, actually.
Okay.
Just, you're just trying to know what type of person. Know the type of person you are talking to.
Okay, yes.
So, asking what the person like, basically. So, you know if the person matches
your energy or something.
Or
suits you,
kind of thing.
That's actually fair, because yes, those are like the kind of questions most people ask. There's also the ones that, like, I mean, I've done it, so that's why I'm even mentioning it. At times, there are these games you play, it's like 1 to 100 or 1 to 40.
You pick
a particular number, you get to know the person, or you get to know something about
it. That makes it easier.
Fun and easy. And I think that's like the whole scenario to everything. It should be fun, it shouldn't be all gloomy and serious and shit. Yes, so that's like that. So do you think dating apps are good platforms for youths to meet? What do you think? Do you think dating apps are good platforms for youths to meet?
Yeah, I would say it's good and it's bad.
Okay. Why do you say it's good and why do you say it's bad?
Like, for some people, when they get to, they start to get to know each other.
Yes.
They get into relationships. Some even get married.
Yeah.
From there.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
For the good side. But for the bad side, well, there are some people that they get to meet each other, and from there, after meeting each other, that's where it ends. And for some people, they hurt themselves from there. Like, they get to kill.
They hurt themselves. Yes.
People from there. So.
Yeah, like you know, there's a movie that's like trained for some time now. Tinder Swindler.
Yes.
It says the bad parts.
Yes. About the whole thing.
Because basically, he was extorting from all the people he met
through that dating app, Tinder. Yeah. Yes.
And at the same time, I think the lady, if I can remember, the lady said she had had about close to 1,000 plus
matches. Yes.
And she said she had been with a couple of
people. Yeah.
She probably enjoyed it.
The company and all. That's why she kept staying there and
so there
kept
benefits.
Doing all that. Benefits from it.
Okay. Yeah. People get married.
Yeah.
Actually,
there's a good and bad side of it.
Yes, there's that side.
And there are a lot of evil people on the app.
Yeah. We are even going to get into that shortly. We are going to get into that. Okay, so yes, actually, there's the good and the bad side. And I think, there's that. So this is going to be fun. How many dating apps have you been on, and can you mention them? I want you guys to.
Okay, I've been on Tinder.
I guess Tinder is where almost everyone is on
right now.
Yeah,
I think Tinder should be like most popular.
Right now,
I'm making a whole lot of money from that.
Crazy.
I was on Tinder, I think, last year for a couple months.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't really finding it attractive, because most of the girls I met on there, they were not into
your
being
kind of
friends.
Okay.
Or they probably wanted
more
to fuck buddies or. And at the moment, I wasn't giving
open
to
that idea.
Yeah. So it wasn't
your thing.
Just my thing at the moment. So
okay.
So just Tinder.
Just Tinder. Are you sure? All right. How about you, Rayla? How many? I'm sure.
Just two. Tinder and Badoo.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
I heard about that.
That Badoo.
I heard about that.
I know there's Badoo. I mean, I checked it up once, but I didn't really like it. So I just. But I've been on Tinder, and I think it's been a chill experience so far. It's been a chill experience so far. Let's leave it at that. Okay, so do you think these dating apps are safe, in the sense that do you think probably those people you meet on there are safe to meet? Or do you think the app itself, like, it's a safe platform for people to, like, go and meet other people on that platform? What do you think? What are your thoughts on that?
Generally, I always say this: whatever comes to this world has its bad side,
yes,
and its good side.
Yes, it
does. So, but I mean, unfortunately, while I was in Tinder, I never met anybody.
Oh, really?
I never met anybody face to face.
Wow.
I wasn't on the app for a long time, probably about 5 months. But then I was off and on. I wasn't usually.
Yeah, I think I don't know. Tinder has this thing about not being always there. Yeah. I mean, there are other apps that distract you.
Probably a normal app like Facebook or Instagram that you can always go there. I never usually went there all the time. So I never met anybody on the app. So I don't have any bad
experience.
So I don't know about bad experience like that. But I've heard a couple that probably met with this guy, and the guy was at first talking about sex. They never mentioned sex. But along the line, when they eventually saw from the where they saw, they were at bar at first.
Yes.
Then to the guy's house, and then the guy was a whole different person from what she was talking to.
Okay.
So the guy changed totally, and she was
like a different
really
personality.
Scared. And from that day, she never used
Tinder
anymore. So that's why I feel that was one of the bad sides.
Okay.
People change. People are different. So someone could portray himself as a good guy, but when you meet him or meet her, he's a really different person. So I feel that's one of the bad sides.
Okay, how about you, Rayla? What do you think? Have you experienced anything?
No, I've not experienced anything because I never met anyone there.
Oh, really?
We're just talking.
We're
just talking there, but there are some people that were getting along very well.
Yes.
But I never get to see them. But there are some people that they just want sex. There's some they will go straight to the point and tell you they just want sex. So
the ones that maneuver and stuff. Yeah, there's that. I also haven't had any bad experience so far. I've not had any bad experience. It's just been all chill and stuff. So, I think in the absence of no bad experiences, what are the problems with dating apps? What do you think are the problems we have with dating apps in this country or like over?
A misplaced priority, should I say?
Okay.
Because it's a dating app.
Okay.
But a whole lot of people see it as a means to just text somebody and tell the person they just want to fuck straight up. Okay. I feel that's not a bad idea. But then at least you communicate with the person first.
Okay.
So maybe, and if you communicate
see,
with
the
person
on the same page with you,
you will definitely know if this person is this type of person.
Yes.
So for most girls or most guys will just tell you straight that you're just here to fuck. I don't find that bad or anything.
Okay.
If you want. So yeah, that's just it.
That's just your only problem with dating.
The only problem I feel.
Okay.
And then, like I said earlier, people are two-faced.
Okay.
So you could meet this type of person on the app. Then when you eventually meet the person in real, he's a different person.
So like the question we even asked before this question, the fact that do you think it's safe? Do you think this dating apps are safe? I think that's a problem with dating apps. Most of them are not safe. Because you get even there are stories about meeting kidnappers.
Exactly.
Some people get to meet kidnappers. Some people get to use people who use them for rituals.
I mean,
and
actually
stuff.
Fortunate in this country we've not had. I've not heard the news.
We have. I've heard a lot. Like there's been a lot that most people met. These kind of certain people, I've heard of one person that met this person and got beaten and stuff.
Wow.
And got extorted. Yes.
I heard about one. It's like the girl they met online. Like she wanted to give her a job.
Yes.
So when she got there, it was another.
So something else.
So something else. So that happens, and I think it makes us think at this. Apps, are they safe?
Yeah.
Are they something you really need to like venture into, or you should just probably stay? Day on your day. Okay, so the last question I think we'll be just pondering on is the negative dating site experiences. What are those negative dating site experiences? Personally, I think there is the old loneliness issue. Why I said loneliness is because probably I'm going to use a scenario. Probably you had this particular guy texting you and kept texting and you were not really returning the energy back. Now it's not time for probably you need something, or you now found out that you kind of got attached to him or you like him, and you now start returning that energy back, start texting and it doesn't reply. You get sometimes get lonely, get sad that why did I do this to him? Okay, now I'm on my own. Probably he was the only person at that point, it was the only person giving you, checking up on you and stuff, but you were not giving him that energy. So there's that. Does anyone else have any other?
That's true, Sha. But then I feel if you get to a stage whereby if you guys talk for a very long time, you guys definitely want to see. That always happens.
Yes.
So I feel it now leads to one person have to say it should be meet up. And at the same point, one person might not want to say it.
Okay.
Because they don't want to make the other party feel weird. So at the point of that, you feel sad that you can't voice out how you feel. Okay. So that's just one of the things I feel.
Just to round that off, I think yes.
I have this point. Your self-esteem might be pretty low.
Okay.
Like just like I said, you might want to say something, but then you are not so sharp about it. So you don't know how the other person will feel. And then your self-esteem is reducing because of how
just to even buttress that point. There's also the scenario in the low self-esteem where the scenario I gave earlier, the guy stops texting you and stuff, your self-esteem drops because you'll be like, okay, what didn't he like in me?
You start checking your features, your mental capacity,
whether you have this and this. And
at that point, you're almost entering depression.
Depression, it all goes into all that, and they're all connected. So, all those could happen, and well.
That's just one of the negative
sides. So, I think that's majorly it. But this has been so fun. It has been really, really fun, and thank you guys for coming on here today. It was really fun hosting you guys. Shortly we'll be getting to know you guys once more, and you can drop your IG handles for our listeners to check your check who is behind the screen. So can we get to meet you, Rayla, once again? Or Melky?
My name is Melky Zedek. Actually, Zedek is like the short, so a whole lot of people know me as Zedek or Melky, however. But then my socials are the Zedek. Basically, the Zedek. I'm the Zedek on Instagram. I'm the Zedekgram on Instagram.
Okay.
I'm the Zedek on Twitter. I'm the Zedek on Snap.
What made you choose the Zedek before we go to?
I don't know. Before anything, I was. A lot of people call me Zedek.
Okay.
So most people don't even know my name is Melky Zedek. They think my name is Zedek. So then, when I was about to go into photography, I thought of a lot of names to like call my brand. And then, I and my friend just thought of the Zedek.
Okay.
And I'm fresh. It's very easy. The Zedek photography. So instead of putting the photography, I could basically just call
it's
the Zedek.
The brand name.
It's just there. Anything could be Zedek.
That's nice.
Zedek. So
that's
and
nice.
It goes with every of my socials. So.
Okay, thanks for coming on today. Okay, thanks for coming on today, and you can check us on our socials at Tea with Maya on IG and also the_Timmy official on IG. Thanks for listening in. Sorry, our last speaker isn't available currently, and on that note, we'll just be rounding up. So thank you for listening, guys, and don't forget to stream. Thank you.
Oh.